My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, welcome back. It's happy hour time here on Gwen and Chris. Final couple of segments together here on this Friday. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park. Of course, he's getting ready for tonight's broadcast. Padres taking on the San Francisco Giants. The Gigantes are in town. Matt Scraby is alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Sam Levitt will have the pregame show, Eco Water SoCal pregame show, coming up in about 30 minutes. And then it's Jesse and Tony with Michael King pitching for the Padres. Padres, of course, are coming off, I don't think there's a whole lot of argument, their toughest loss of the season last night. A lot of times you don't like to make blanket statements like that, but when it's 3-0 and there's 2 outs and there's 2 strikes and the other guy hits a grand slam and you lose 4-3, I'd say that's pretty painful. That's a punch in the gut, as we said.
Yes.
So, you know, how do the Padres shake it off? We'll find out starting tonight. They begin play a half game up on Arizona for the top wild card spot. 3 games ahead of the Mets, 3 games ahead of the Braves. So, you know, look, it's still tight with 19 games to go. Padres also not, although I don't think people are thinking about it anymore, are 5 games back of the Dodgers. Here's something, though, that I think is a pot. We talked about everything that was, you know, tough about last night.
And yeah.
We've already addressed the fact that if you want to take Suarez out as the closer, then you might as well bench Manny because he went 0-4 and
Fernando,
you know,
and
Profar should be nowhere near the field. He hasn't had a hit really since the All-Star break. Suarez had a bad game, and they lost. And if he has another game or two that are like that, yeah, you're going to have to do something. But for the time being, absurd to, you know, be thinking about, well, we've got to change everything up. And there's no need to, you know, do any panicking either. But, you know, if you're a Padre fan, panicking is always just around the corner.
I guess it is.
Right? It's always there. But here's something that I saw last night at the ball game that I think other people have already mentioned it a little, but I don't know that it's been out there in more of a widespread thing. And I really think it's an example of why, one of the reasons why this Padre team is as good as they are. Last night, they're ahead 1-0. Jake Cronenworth gets a double in the second inning. Xander comes up, hits a home run. I watched Xander and Cronenworth go around the bases. Cronenworth gets across home plate, and Xander's about a base or so behind him, coming around. Cronenworth is, you know, clapping a little bit, but the first thing that Cronenworth did after he touched home plate was not jump up and down and say, look at me.
Oh.
He did not, you know, do skywriting.
Like, do the thing where he, like, hits his chest and then points to the sky?
Or you know, wait, he went over to the on-deck hitter, Jackson Merrill, and he gave him a quick scouting report on the pitcher.
He always does.
Yeah. Well, is it, then after Jackson Merrill kind of nodded and said, hey, okay, then Cronenworth went back and congratulated Bogaerts on the home run, and then they did their celebration thing. This isn't brand new to baseball. It's not never been done before. To me, though, it just gives you an idea of what the attitude, the mental makeup of this team is.
Yeah.
It's about everyone helping everybody else. We talked about it the other day when Higashioka got pinch hit for in the ninth inning or eighth inning against the Tigers. I think a lot of guys would be very disappointed that they didn't get a chance to bat. Higashioka went in the dugout and started talking to Elias Diaz about how to catch.
Yep.
And, you know, to handle the staff.
Yep.
That's what this team is made of. It's a good thing. They care about helping each other.
They do.
That is a fairly uncommon thing now in sports, in the world of look at me, point at me, it's all about me. It's not with this team. And I don't think Cronenworth's the only guy who's ever done that. I think other guys have done it this year. I've seen them. And I'm sure there's guys on other teams. Like, this isn't the only incident I've ever seen of this. But it was just a really good example to me of why, you know, this you should like this team. You know, it's just another thumbs up.
It's you're right about everything, because last year I can't necessarily say that no one was helping each other, but it didn't have the same feel last
right.
year.
I agree.
It had more of a singular player feel.
I agree.
This is a team.
I mean, everyone in the ballpark is going crazy because two-run homer, Bogaerts. Cronenworth's busy giving Jackson Merrill some input. By the way, if you don't remember, Jackson Merrill then came up and hit one 399 feet.
Oh, that was that one. Okay.
With the guys standing at the wall. He almost homered. But I just like that stuff. And, I tell you a lot of stuff I don't like. You know what? To be fair, I'll give you one I don't like.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm old. Get off my lawn. I can't help it. But sorry, and I love you, but Fernando hits a can of corn fly ball to right field. Easiest out of the day. He doesn't even reach first base, and then the ball is caught, and he runs into the dugout.
Are we jogging. Doing the hustle thing again?
To me, it's not even a hustle thing. If the guy drops the ball, he's not going to, but if he does, your butt should be on second base. That's just how I was taught to play baseball. That's how I learned it. That's what I've seen. And I want to tell you, later in the game, Jake Rogers of the Tigers, who's a no one, hit a can of corn to center field. He put his head down. He busted his butt. And he was at second base when that ball was caught by Jackson Merrill. And if it had been dropped, he would have been there. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to pick on Fernando because he's not the only one now in this day and age that does that. But I told you something I liked. I'm going to tell you something I don't like.
Do you really want Fernando sprinting down the line after coming off of a broken leg to...
I guess that could be the response to it.
I know what you're saying. And in a vacuum, yes, you run out every single
darn right
ball.
You do.
Or every single hit.
I mean, in baseball especially, you don't have to run that often in the sport.
Don't tell Mike Trout that. Oh,
all right.
That was unnecessary. I'm sorry.
Look,
Mr.
I brought
Trout.
It in to balance my other thing. I went gaga over Cronenworth. I'm not as gaga over that Fernando, you know, jog to first base.
I remember Jake Cronenworth, before Jackson Merrill hit that walk-off against the Mets and Edwin Diaz, Jake Cronenworth came back to Jackson Merrill and said something to him.
I remember that, too.
And we found out what it was, and it was along the lines of, hey, his slider's not sliding, so if he throws you a slider, it's not going to break.
Well,
Those things can help. It wouldn't help me, but no. It could help somebody like Jackson Merrill. Do I have a couple of minutes to address our favorite ESPN writer?
If we don't cover this on this show, then we failed, Chris, because this has been one of the bigger stories for us.
Bradford Doolittle is back in our crosshairs. And if you followed this show, you know who he is. He's the ESPN Plus. We have to pay extra money for his stories. You love when I say that.
I do.
Bradford Doolittle is the ESPN baseball, and I'm going to quote him, expert, that just a month ago released his postseason awards rankings, and among other things, had Jackson Merrill ranked sixth best National League rookie.
That was a very short time ago.
Did not have him second to Paul Skeens. Didn't even have him third.
Shota Imanaga was up there.
Didn't even have him fourth or fifth. Had Jackson Merrill sixth. And I, of course, went crazy. And I, of course, called him every name in the book. But mostly, it just, to me, it was embarrassing. You are the ESPN, which is a pretty well reputable organization. You're their baseball expert, and really, your numbers tell you that Jackson Merrill was only the sixth best rookie. Well, Bradford Doolittle has finally seen the light. Today, his new rankings came out for the awards. Jackson Merrill has moved past everyone, and now he is first. And I think Adam Klug, our program director, sent us this. He wanted to make sure I didn't miss it. Guess what, Adam? I didn't miss it. I had seen it already. But Adam sent it to me and said, hey, you got to give Bradford Doolittle, credit. He's come around. I am not giving him a shred of credit.
Me neither.
I cannot give a shred of credit to somebody that was stupid enough to have Jackson Merrill sixth last month. And just because they have him first now, basically he's admitting how wrong and how completely bamboozled and off base he was just a month ago.
Now, when he makes his explanation or writes his explanation of what goes into him putting Jackson Merrill first now, he doesn't even really say that Jackson Merrill deserves it. He just puts a bunch of numbers like he.
It's
improved,
a bunch of gobbledygook that I don't even understand.
He improved his overall axe rating
whatever
from 71st to 23rd.
Yeah, I know.
He's a top 10 into other awards.
And nowhere. Here's the biggest thing that's not here. Nowhere here does it say that last month I was stupid enough to put Jackson Merrill sixth. That's what you should write.
The keep an eye on. He still had to put this in there. Skeens has been the front runner for this honor for most of the summer, and he hasn't done anything to lose that status. It's just that Jackson Merrill has come on like gangbusters.
I don't care. Bradford Doolittle is not going to be deciding the Rookie of the Year. I guess he may have one vote.
He may.
Apparently now that vote will finally go to Jackson Merrill. But if he's looking for me to jump up and down and pat him on the back because he righted something that was so egregiously wrong a month ago, he can forget it. I'm not giving into that.
I would almost rather him stick to his guns and say, I still think Paul Skeens
is the
rookie of the year.
Don't disagree with you. Don't disagree with
because
you,
because he says it there. Paul Skeens hasn't done anything to lose the title. It's
stay with
Jackson
Paul
Merrill's
Skeens.
Better.
Stay with everybody that's wanted Paul Skeens all year. We don't need you on the Jackson Merrill ballot. You had him sixth. I mean,
that was pretty egregious.
It was so bad.
Especially because this happened after a lot of the heroics.
He was already leading every rookie in every category. And I believe it was right around the time that he did his, tying home run stuff.
Yeah.
And we called up the article like, Jackson Merrill's got to be right there.
All right. Nope.
Bradford Doolittle still...
Okay, stop right there.
Still probably doesn't want to be on our show.
I was going to say, he never got back to
he
me.
He never got back to us last time.
Ever.
Maybe he'll come on this time now that he's put him first.
Maybe.
He'll think that we're going to come on and compliment him.
And we're just going to crush him.
And we're going to rip him. All right, take a break. Our Friar Friday interview will lead us into Padre baseball. Nice young guy, Alec Jacob, right-hander from the Padre bullpen. Get a chance to meet him before the pregame show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Around.
Oh boy, I'm not the only one who just went through this agony.
Anybody out there who owns Jaden Reed on their fantasy football team, or Jordan Love for that matter, just suffered this disaster. Yeah, they had 12 guys on the field.
On both sides. Both I don't think teams. I've ever seen that.
I've never seen that before. Both teams had 12 guys on the field. And it was a third down pass. Love threw a 40-yard touchdown to my guy, Jaden Reed. Touchdown Packers, but obviously called back because they had both teams had 12 guys on the field.
You know what's funny is that Chris, the first play from scrimmage, Chris goes, he's not even on the field!
I know, I was all upset. Then the third play, they throw and he catches, he's running in. Yeah, touchdown!
And then I'm like,
and then Scraby's like, there's a flag down. And then they have a meeting and they, anyway. So that's the agony and the ecstasy of fantasy football all in one moment. It's only the first drive of the game, no score, Packers and Eagles.
They're making
down
it, they're
in Brazil.
Fourth and six.
Well, not yet.
Man, this is just too many flags.
Another flag.
Real quick, before we get to Alec Jacob, there's a couple of people in the chat that want to point out how great you look in your Joe Musgrove bucket hat
today. I decided to wear it. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. You know, anything's an improvement over this crazy salad of a hairstyle that I have. So
that hat I try to wear on the dog walks, but it really is just too small.
Yeah, when I walked in today, Scraby goes, what are you trying to stay out of the sun? I go, yeah, it's 100 degrees out there. I need a little shade.
It was so not like Chris for you to walk in.
A little weird, but I saw it lying around today, and I thought it'd be fun to wear. All right, Padres and Giants tonight. Our Friar Friday interview was Alec Jacob. He's a good dude. He's from Gonzaga. And we'll find out a little bit more about that and the rest of it right now.
We got our Friar Friday guest here with us now. Alec Jacob joins us. Alec, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are well. Thank you for coming on. Tough loss last night for the ball club. I mean, for a guy like you, you've come in and been able to kind of, you know, help when you've been asked to come in and get some outs. I mean, what has this experience been like for you this year compared to, you know, the past years where you've gotten an opportunity?
Well, it's been great, you know. Like you said, I'm just coming in, throwing whenever, you know, they need me. And I think this year I I know a little bit more of what they want from me and what to expect up here, and so it's helped me prepare throughout the season and in the off season for what's to come. And you know, I'm just really taking it all in, honestly, enjoying every day. Obviously, it's incredible atmosphere here at Petco, and I'm just enjoying every minute, and you know, just taking it all in.
Yeah, doing a hell of a job, Alec Jacob, with the Padres. 10 innings of work, 14 strikeouts, one walk. That's a ratio that'll get it done for sure. I'm just curious, because let's put last night behind us now, but after that game's over, the bullpen's such a tight fraternity. Do you guys all go at least give a little tap to Robert Suarez? I mean, this guy's done it all for you guys all year. Does everybody need to go over and just say, hey, head up, and we'll see you tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure, a little bit. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, he's our dude. He's the guy we're going to rely on in those situations no matter what. And, you know, it's not like we lose any faith in that guy. You know, he's, you know, next time he's out there, he's going to shut it down. You know, nothing changes at all. But, yeah, for sure, we're going to pick him up, and hopefully we can pick him up today. And he'll get back on the horse as soon as possible.
Alec Jacob joins us here on Friar Friday, Gwynn and Chris. And Alec, you have a unique throwing style. I mean, you kind of, I would say, sidearm. Has this always been how you've thrown the baseball, or is this something you developed in your pro career?
Yeah, it's kind of been something I've always done a little bit. Younger, when I was a young kid, I kind of swung the ball from the side a little bit, being kind of a little weaker, and it helped me get the ball across the infield a little bit better when I was playing infield. Mm. And so it kind of stuck with me. And then I got into high school, and I was, you know, pitching over the top and pitching from the side. And, you know, velo is pretty similar both ways. So it it was pretty easy to see the future there from the side. And I got some looks as a side armer from a couple schools. And so from there, it was pretty easy for me to make that decision and just go full sidearm. I was fully sidearm by the time I was junior in high school, so.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while.
Yeah. God, I can imagine as a sophomore in high school coming up as a right-handed hitter against you. I'd be, like, bailing out, like, big. Alec Jacob is our guest. Is there anything that sidearmers can do differently with the ball, you know, than a regular, you know, over-the-top throwers? Are there things that maybe guys look at you and go, man, I wish I could do that?
Sure. I mean, I think obviously it's probably more easy to get like a horizontal movement, go east to west and west to east. So I think that's definitely helpful for me. I don't know. I think it's kind of hard to say. I think it depends on the guy a little bit, but I think, you know, throwing a sweeper, you know, big horizontal sliders, those are easier for me. Whereas, like, you know, I'm trying to throw, for me, like a curveball or a split or anything like that, this seems like, you know, almost impossible. So I feel like those are the main ones.
Alec, you know, you mentioned something about velocity. You said the velocity was about the same no matter whether you're over the top or where you are now. And I only bring that up because, you know, we're in a league now that really only sees, you know, high velocity. You're unique in that way. What would you tell a young athlete at this point that doesn't have that kind of velocity? I mean, what is it that they should be focused on if they have dreams of being a big leaguer? You figured out a way to get here despite not having the high velocity that a lot of guys have. What kind of advice would you give to a young athlete right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say just, you know, find other ways to, you know, make it work. And, you know, there's plenty of ways to do that. Obviously, for me, I throw a sidearm, and that makes it a little bit more deceptive. But I think there's a lot of things, you know. You can have incredible command and get guys out that way. And, you know, that kind of pitcher may seem a little bit lost nowadays. But I definitely think that it's still, you know, a possibility. And I've done plenty of different things throughout my career to try and find a way to get a hitter off balance, you know, like messing with timing on the mound and changing different arm slots. Like I've really just tried to get creative, and I think that's helped me a lot. Just understanding some partially like my ability and who I am as a pitcher and like what I do well, and then also just trying to be uncomfortable to the hitter. Like, how can I do something that the hitter's not going to like? And how can I keep him off balance? Those have all been things that I've thought about throughout my career and, like, talked to hitters about. Just, like, you know, what do you guys hate that I do? And kind of just gone from there.
That's smart. Smart. Alec Jacob is with us. Alec, appreciate the time. Last thing for me, you went to Gonzaga and Spokane, Washington. So you played in San Diego, I'm sure, against USD. How much does it, like, drive you crazy when somebody says, hey, how was life at Gonzaga? When they box the name of the school.
Yeah, I mean, after a while now, I've kind of gotten used to it. But, you know, you think with the basketball team's success, it's like...
I know.
You'd really think that everyone would have it down by now. But, yeah, I'm really hopeful for them this year, too. They really got a good team, it looks like, hoping that they can finally, you know, get that ring that they've been chasing.
Well, hopefully you guys can get the same thing with the Padres. Alec, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely.
Enjoyed catching up with you and look forward to seeing you out at the ballpark.
Thank you, Alec.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys.
Awesome job, Alec Jacob there. Good Friar Friday interview with Mr. Alec Jacob. We have another minute or so left. We'll update you on the football game. Packers had a touchdown taken off the board. And then Jalen Hurts threw the Packers right back into scoring range with an interception. So Green Bay is down inside the 20, 5 minutes into the game. At Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Poor Chris is going to lose his mind.
Oh, my God. I had my touchdown taken away, then my quarterback throws a pick. All of that happens in the first 5 minutes of the game.
I wish people were in here because Chris goes, oh, there's negative 2 points. I could have had 11. No, I got negative two.
It's why do I even sign up to play every year? I must love the punishment. All right, everybody have a good weekend. We'll be back Monday. Padres are idle Monday, so we'll have a full 4-hour show on Monday. Be around, or no, 3 hours Monday.
Two and a half.
Because your 49ers are playing Monday night.
That's right.
Monday night
football,
have the game.
Baby.
All right. Everybody enjoy the first Sunday football and the rest of the Padre weekend, and we'll catch up to you Monday on Gwen and Chris. For Scraby, Tony, good night.
Bye.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.